Sorry, there's something wrong. Okay, and this is Rabbi Avadia Yudkovsky, and he'll tell us about his recollections of the Rosh Hashiva Zatal in Lakewood. Okay, so we'll start from again. You came from Chicago, Beis Medrash Latira, right?
Beis Medrash Latira, right.
And the Rosh Hashiva, your Rosh Hashiva was?
But I was learning, at that point I already had learned by Rav Rogov,
yeah.
And Chaim
Chaim Kreisler. Uh-huh. Then you mentioned who the Rosh Hashiva was.
What? Yeah, he was the head of the yeshiva was the head of Rosh Hashiva was Rabbi Regensburg. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you had some friends already who went to Lakewood, like Rav Chaim Zolchovich.
Avram
Tenenbaum, and they encouraged you to come here.
Right.
Okay, so then you came here, and then did you get a bechina from the Rosh Hashiva?
No, not directly. I knew my family.
Uh-huh.
And those days, imagine if a bocher wanted to come to yeshiva, you probably took him in. There was really no other place to go.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you have to be at a certain level of learning to understand.
Yeah, I understand.
You didn't come at me having letters or something like that.
No.
Uh-huh. So, and you said your grandfather knew him?
What happened was my grandfather had a yeshiva, he was a Rav, and he also had a yeshiva in Minsk.
What was the name of the yeshiva?
I forget. I don't know if it had the official name or not.
What was your grandfather's name?
Yudkovsky.
Uh-huh.
Ruben Yudkovsky.
Uh-huh. What years was that he had that yeshiva?
This was before the war, when uh-huh. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who was Bar Mitzvah, uh-huh. whenever that was, about that time, that's when he had the yeshiva.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Right.
In Minsk. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. So you had some stories from him about Rabban?
Rabban himself told me a story.
Yeah.
That when he used to come home from Slobodka on Yom Tov,
yeah.
They would come in to visit my Zaidi as their former Rebbe.
But your Zaidi was in Minsk, and where was
Minsk,
he?
Right, and they were from Minsk.
Avram was from Minsk?
Avram was from a small town outside of Minsk, Soslovich.
Uh-huh.
And they were from Minsk. Uh-huh. And from Ruben and Gazovsky were from Minsk.
Uh-huh.
They had learned by my Zaidi when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Before Slobodka.
Before they went to Slobodka.
Right.
Okay, what was the incident there?
Pardon?
What was the story about what happened?
When Shmia Terzi took over, when he went, he took along Reb Aaron also.
He went where?
To my Zeta, to visit my Zeta.
Who went with him?
Pardon?
Who was with him? He said somebody was with him.
Reb Ruben, Gazovsky, and Kamenetsky.
So those two went with your Zeta.
Those two took along the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal when they went to visit my Zaidi.
Uh-huh. Okay, right. Those three came.
Right.
Uh-huh, right. And your Zaidi was the Rav of Minsk.
Right. Not the Rav of Minsk, he was the Rav in Minsk.
Uh-huh.
It was the Rav of Minsk.
Uh-huh. It's a big city.
Yes.
Yeah. I was there. Okay, and what happened?
And Reb Ruben was a very Lebedik person.
Yeah.
So he shikked on Reb Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Got him drunk enough that he couldn't go home. He had to sleep overnight by my Zaidin house.
Uh-huh.
So Reb Shira himself told me this story. That's where I heard the story.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, he was smiling when he repeated the story.
Yeah. And that's the whole story?
That's the whole story.
Okay. Well,
he was a source of joy that chofer that he was together, Taki, with the other Rosh Hashivas.
Mm-hmm.
And they all went and did things together.
That's significant. Okay, so Mel, you're back in Lakewood now.
Right.
Yeah. And in 1953, you said.
Right.
Yeah. So what was the Seder there at that time?
The Seder was, you sat in there, you had a chavrusa, you sat and learned together, and then you listened to the shiur from the Rosh Hashiva.
What did you tell us about the shiur?
What did I tell you about the shiur? The first few shiurim I heard, I mamish did not understand at all, Kamat, because Rosh Hashiva spoke very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply, even though I knew Yiddish, I spoke Yiddish at home, I simply could not catch what he was saying, mm-hmm. because he spoke too fast.
Mm-hmm.
It took time till we were able to adjust to his rapid speech and understand him.
Mm-hmm. Who came at the same time you did?
Who came at the same time I did? From Tannenbaum came before me,
right.
And Chaim Gizel Kovitz came after me.
Uh-huh.
From my friends at that time, I came by myself at that point.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you know you saw Kaplan? He's younger than you.
What?
You saw Kaplan.
Yeah, but they were not me from my country because I'm talking about the ones who came from Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, he came from Chicago. Must have come later than you. Much later.
Must have come later than
you. Yeah.
These were my friends that I had learned with in Chicago and I'm still friends with them.
So what else can you tell me about what you observed from Aaron during the time you were here?
What else did I observe? I mean, I observed how the Chalal, his godless, his tremendous, his warmth towards Talmidim,
mm-hmm.
and his intent, he was very. I often remind people that when that base medrash that we learned in at that point doesn't exist anymore.
Was actually a
small hotel which they had to be redone,
mm-hmm.
to make a base medrash out of the first floor.
Where was this?
This was on 7th Street and Forest.
Right
on the corner.
You know the name of the hotel?
I don't remember the name of the hotel.
Okay. Uh-huh. He was here at that time. Rabbi Grumman, you remember him?
Pardon?
Grumman.
Rabbi Grumman, sure. Rabbi Jacob Grumman, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was not friend to the European,
sure. Right. Uh-huh. Who were some of the European that you knew from that time?
I got to know. I didn't know any from anything.
I mean, of course you got to know.
Jacob Grumman, Yitzchak Fegelstock.
Yitzchak Fegelstock was from Europe?
I believe so, sure.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I didn't know that. Who else was there?
I don't know if he learned in Klutz in Europe. That I do not know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a European.
Well, the experiences, can you tell me about Lakewood at that time? Anything outstanding that you remember? Any other recollections?
A few little rachen here and there. I remember, this is probably a general thing that I became aware of quite quickly,
mm-hmm.
that when the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal walked into the Beis Medrash, he would walk in from the back of the Beis Medrash towards the front where he sat.
Yeah.
And usually Bochum sat more or less facing the front of the Beis Medrash, mm-hmm. so they really didn't see him walk in. And yet when the Yeshiva walked in, it was like an electric shock, went through the entire Beis Medrash, and Mamish, everyone like jumped to their feet. Not that they got up for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Mamish, the ears are raining this, and the ears are covered, and Mamish, the Mamish jumped to their feet.
That was like an electric shock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, anything else that happened by Shiurim that are interesting?
I think
with
he didn't take it lightly when somebody interrupted in the Shiurim. I think that's well known by now. So,
anything that I don't mind repetition.
I'm sorry.
I don't mind repetition. It says
no. How about if somebody interrupted or asked questions in the middle of the shiur, he would respond very quickly and sharply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, going through these things, the shiur, he said Chazir over the shiur beforehand.
Who Chazir them over?
The Rosh Shiur himself Chazir over his shiur. He said it over beforehand to one of the Talmidim.
Uh-huh. Well, who was he saying it over to?
There were different ones. I don't remember myself exactly when each one was used for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I have to check with somebody else for that.
You don't remember who it was?
I don't remember exactly.
Uh-huh. So how many years were you here?
I was there 9 years.
9 years. So you were here by the Patira?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Could you talk about what went on during that time?
At that time, it was devastating, which I tell you.
Uh-huh.
They all took turns saying Tillim and Daphne.
Uh-huh.
Constantly, someone went in to help. You know, she should have helped take care of them in the hospital. Shouldn't be alone.
You went to the hospital?
No, I did not.
Uh-huh. Nothing else interesting that happened by the meals or things like that. And Shabbos.
Shabbos, there was a lot of Taylor spoken yet at the Tish. I don't remember exactly any specific incidents that was, you know.
Just the general impression.
General impression was that was the welcome where they sat and learned. They were learning by the Tish also. And they were talking to the interior about it by the Tish. It wasn't just some singing smears.
Mm-hmm.
And Shiva did like the smears.
He liked smears?
He liked the smears. Yeah.
Who's the same as Miris there?
Well, at the Bochum, whoever it was that was here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It
wasn't somebody that was appointed or anything or was asked next to it, but there were some who could sing better and knew this Miris better, and they would usually lead this Miris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. What did you do? Where did you go from here?
Where I go from Lakewood?
Yeah.
I went to Elizabeth. My first year I left, I sang a shiur in Elizabeth.
It was by Rabbi Teitz.
Rabbi Teitz, yes.
Yeah.
But then I didn't have the right skill for my children. I ended up moving to New York altogether.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live in New York?
I lived in New York, I moved to Flatbush, near Mir Yeshiva.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that's where you lived, so you came to Lakewood now?
No, I lived from there, I moved to, finally moved to Borough Park.
Uh-huh.
After just a few years, I moved to Borough Park.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's it. And what are you doing now?
What am I doing now? I work as a programmer.
Yeah. Became a programmer.
Yeah. The palace started becoming a little more difficult. I became a programmer.
That's very interesting. You're still doing that?
I'm still doing it, yes.
Okay, so could you say anything in general about the whole Lakewood experience with Rabban?
The whole Lakewood experience, yes. The same thing that and my friends that came from Chicago experienced, and that was that in Chicago we definitely had tried to learn more, to understand the chiyuv that we have to learn more. But until we came to Lakewood, we really didn't understand what it was about. Until we came to Lakewood, and sort of a yeshiva, and it's a tremendous hasmada in Teva of a yeshiva, and the Talmidim in Lakewood, it was very difficult to understand what kind of hasmada that was necessary for learning Teva. Just being Erlich and wanting to do it is not the same as actually seeing it and sensing it and feeling it.
Tremendous smother that was going on in Lakewood was just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It
made a
lasting
impression on us.
Okay.
Thank you
very much, and we'll see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.